Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Listen for a little nugget about Devin Bush and also some really interesting comments about a comparison of this year's defense to a defense of the past. That all right now.
How do you approach this? How do you approach this? How does your job change with a lot of guys sitting and a lot of guys you get a last-minute look at in a game like Thursday?
I think we've just got to be mindful of trying to give them a chance to succeed and to put their best foot forward and make sure that we don't have them thinking too much.
How many jobs are open? I know you're going to say all of them, but you know what I mean. In other words, like, what's the competition like down at the kind of the bottom of the roster?
It's hard to say because it's not. They're not just competing against linebackers against linebackers. Sometimes it's another position group that may have a need. You know what I'm saying? Or defensive line that may have a need, or the secondary may have a need. So to say that how many jobs we got. Kevin knows that better than I do, so it would be wrong for me to really comment on
it. I say you don't have to duke it out with Tom and Terrell over, you know, wait a minute, I need more linebackers, you guys need more safeties, but as a coordinator, you've got kind of like wearing two hats.
Yes, we are, but the thing about it is we got an idea of about who we want, and there's a couple of guys that are on the line that we'll see.
Now, two of those guys that are here for the first time, you've got Gilbert and you've—I almost called him Grant. You've got Gilbert and you've got Skipper. Different positions, or is there room for both of those guys? Perhaps
we'll see. We'll see how things turn out for us. Again, like I said, sometimes the position group that we have—they're competing against each other. Sometimes it works out that way. Sometimes it doesn't.
What's impressed you the most about Gilbert?
He's got speed. You know, his speed is something you ain't teaching.
And what about Skipper?
Skipper is a gamer. He plays a lot better in the game than he does in practice. I have to get on his butt a little bit and practice too much.
How tough is that on a young guy? If he is that type of a player, when you guys depend on practice so much with the guys that aren't going to get reps?
The thing is, he's got to be more intense in what he's doing. And to make sure that he's doing the right thing so he don't make little mistakes.
I guess I'd be remiss if I didn't ask about Devin Bush yet. Everybody, are you as impressed with him as the rest of us seem to be?
Well, we expect him to be because we saw him on film, and we jumped up to get him, and actually jumped up to get somebody. Everybody better be on the same page with the guy. And so all of us have thought he was worth jumping up to get, and we'll see how it turns out.
How has he handled that? Because you guys have, over the year, I mean, you take smaller school guys, too. I talked about a couple of them already. Mm-hmm. But you guys have had success with big-time players from big-time schools that are already used to that kind of pressure. Is that the kind of guy he is? That he's not that he's been a pro yet, but he's been through that sort of, I don't know, similar situation?
Well, his life. I mean, his dad was a safety for the Cleveland Browns. I mean, he was there when I was there coaching the linebacker. So he's had a family that he's kind of grown up in. So he's been used to this atmosphere before, just because his dad and his mom had to deal with it when he was playing.
So that doesn't make you feel old, does it? You coached his dad?
No, but you're making me feel old now.
That's right. I'm older than you are. One more kind of about the defense overall. And we get some glimpses of it at training camp with different packages and saw a little bit of it at Tennessee. To the naked eye, the defense looks faster. Yeah. Is that an accurate observation?
It is, I think, because of, it's probably as fast as the teams we had when we went to the Super Bowl, those three Super Bowls we went to and won two of them, we had a fast defense at that point in time, too. This team reminds me a little bit in terms of speed of those teams.
And yet defense, how much faster do you have to be now, the way the game has changed, even over the last 10 years?
What's going on with the receivers, how many receivers are putting on the field and stuff like that, and trying to isolate linebackers, isolate safety sometimes, try to find people who they can pick on to try to go one-on-one with. So what we're trying to do is cover up some of those things with speed.
And lastly, can you see, you know, there are changes, and we actually kind of saw this in the playoffs last year. All of a sudden, hey, there's defense that we hadn't seen all year. Are the defenses going to start to adjust and kind of swing things back the other way?
I think every year you have to adjust. The defenses have to adjust. I mean, first part of the year you're doing something, and the last part of the year you're doing something else. You know, the way the game's been officiated and the way people are playing with offenses and stuff like that, of course you got to be able to adapt. You can't just do the same things all over and over again. They'll find you out, and then it won't be good.
Steelers dadgum defensive
There's
coordinator Keith Butler with our Jim Collin.
A lot to talk about here, and we'll do it in the next segment, I think. But we could save the stuff about the speed. Let's do that for the next segment. But, Chris, it's not just us, and it's not the fan base. It's not Steeler Nation. What I take from this is whatever you think, you being the fan base and everybody, whatever you think and you expect from Devin Bush, it's the exact same within these walls, if not more.
Right. They have not been shocked by what he's provided to this point in the preseason at all. And I think, to your point, yeah, they're just as excited about what more there is there as we are as fans.
That's, Jim, it's a shrugging of the shoulders. It's a nonchalant, like, yeah, he's great. We expect him to be great. Okay, let's go.
Yeah, it was almost like no superlatives at all. Well, yeah, you know, right? He's like, well, yeah, he's supposed to be like
this.
He hasn't
played an NFL game yet, and they're talking about him like that.
Yeah.
There have not been many guys, if any, in the Mike Tomlin era that's happened for.
I don't even think Shazier was at this point.
I agree with
you.
No. Yeah, I totally agree. You know who they talked about a little bit like this? Mike Tomlin kind of talked about Le'Veon Bell like this a little bit, but it was after he saw him a little in games. I don't think anybody's walked in the door in the Mike Tomlin era, and the coaches have talked about
right and gotten the instant acceptance as an important part of the defense.
Dick LeBeau never did that, and it was just his method. It's the way he operated. There's a lot on. I mean, you know, we're not speaking out of turn here, and not breaking any news. But there's a lot on his shoulders.
Well, because it's the one biggest part that turns this defense into something completely different. It's that speed, and that speed element is something that stood out to Keith Butler in that conversation with Jim that you just heard. We'll replay that comment in particular and talk about what it means for this Steelers defense going forward. Couple of things real quick. First, if you missed the conversation Jim had with Keith Butler that we just played for you a couple moments ago, it'll be up on that Conversations with Colony page in the radio.com app or at 937thefan.com when you want to download it sometime after 8 o'clock this morning. You can go back and listen to it in case you missed it. But I think the thing that jumped out to all of us when we heard it was this comment that Keith Butler had about a comparison to defenses of the past.
You know, it's probably as fast as the teams we had when we went to the Super Bowl, you know, those three Super Bowls we went to and won two of them, we had a fast defense at that point in time, too. This team reminds me a little bit in terms of speed of those teams.
And this kind of feeds back on our Fan Morning Show Twitter poll as well, in which we asked which unit will be ranked higher by the end of the year, the offense or the defense. But it feels like this is a transition year in that this is becoming a defense-first team again.
I don't know if it's a defense first team, but the defense is definitely faster, better, seemingly a lot more. It's not, can the defense hold on and we outscore teams?
Right.
That was one of the things that some people talked about was, you know, in the past couple years. Well, the offense, they're going to roll the ball out there and, yeah, they're going to score, what, 28 points? They're going to score 32 points? Just get a stop at the end?
Mm-hmm.
You know, football has changed. The NFL has changed. It's not about a defense that's going to hold teams to 13 points or 16 points. What it is, you need to get one key stop in a game, or you need to go through a series where you flip the field over the course of about 6 or 7 minutes or so. That needs to happen. Or a big play of consequence where you just get that enormous stop. I think now the defense is at the point where you can rely on them to do that. You can expect them to do that, not hope that they do that.
Right.
And that's just where I am with it.
And to hear the defensive coordinator make that comparison to the defenses of the past, defenses that went to Super Bowls, a couple that won Super Bowls, that is telling because of the additions that they made this offseason. And I think, not just the drafting of Devin Bush and the willingness to go up and get him at that point in the draft, but the signings of Barron and Nelson and what that means for a defense that did not take the ball away from the opposition as much as they had to last year. That could be the single biggest difference between last year and this year, despite the big change on the offensive side of the ball that we just talked about.
Mm-hmm.
The biggest change for this team this year could be the fact that they're simply going to take the ball away from the opposition more.
Yeah, I think that could happen. We're going to see other offenses play on their heels. Now, how susceptible are the Steelers to the run? I don't know. Part of me watched that game the other night and said, is Stephon Tuitt this good?
Right.
Or is Stephon Tuitt playing this good in this game? Like, that's a name we don't forget about, but we see Bush and we see Joe Hayden and we see Hayward, and we're excited about the linebackers. We're excited about the back end of the defense now with the safeties flying around. Stephon Tuitt needs to be what they think he can be, or a lot of this doesn't function the way it really can.
And he's got to stay healthy to do that.
Well, yeah. I mean, that's part of it. But he's been a disappointment to this point in his career. He just needs to at least play to what people think his average is. And I think he's played below his average, below what they think below his average output is supposed to be.
The expectations that go with a contract like that, yeah, mm-hmm. certainly below expectations. And if he and Hayward can match each other on the inside, then it just becomes a dynamic defense from front to back because of everything else that we've talked about.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.